will know a lot more than most of us is Kevin Mortimer. He is the Professor of Respiratory Medicine at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, and he joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning.
Kevin, it's understandable that many people will breathe a sigh of relief at the end of the lockdown, but given the nature of this disease and what you know about it, how important is it that we continue to proceed with caution in the days and weeks ahead?
It's extremely important. I don't think any of us like at all the kind of conditions that we've had to live in over this last almost a year now, I suppose. But I guess we've seen from the data after the first lockdown and now with the findings of this latest study that these very, very unpopular restrictions to our day-to-day lives have made a big impact on the transmission of this virus. So it is extremely important that we do our very best to keep this at bay.
Now, Kevin, ministers say the government is listening to people's concerns. It says the tiers will be reviewed every 2 weeks, meaning some areas could see restrictions reduced by the middle of December. Boris Johnson has also agreed the new system will contain what he's calling a sunset clause or an expiry date, meaning the tiers would be lifted on the 3rd of February, unless Parliament agrees to extend them. As somebody who knows how this disease operates, what are your thoughts on reviewing the tiers regularly? And, you know, this talk about 2 weeks' time, is that even going to be enough time to see whether they're making any difference?
I think that it is really important that these very, very, these restrictions that have so much impact on all of us, on our day-to-day lives, on our livelihoods, on our families, on our well-being, are reviewed very regularly, so that at the very earliest opportunity, we can start edging towards a more normal kind of life. There are some really exciting developments on the horizon. I think the vaccine news that we've heard over recent weeks is extremely exciting. There are a number of options coming through, and these are likely to make a very big difference over coming months. And as that hopefully happens, it will then be important that those restrictions are reviewed, as we hopefully see the benefits of the vaccination program. But of course, it's really important for the success of that we don't lose control of the virus at this stage.
Do you think there's a bit of a danger? I mean, it's great to hear the good news about the vaccines, and it is really, really good news. But do you think there's a danger when people hear that they somehow just drop their guard a little bit?
I think that is a concern. So that I think makes it so important, given the sacrifices that so many of us have made, and the people who have been so poorly with this, and the people who have lost loved ones, that. But we do show some restraint, I suppose, and try to bear with things until we get hopefully overcome this virus as the vaccines start rolling out.
Now, we've just heard about the REACT study. You'll know about this, obviously, carried out by Imperial College London and Ipsos Mori. The new research found that the coronavirus cases in England fell by almost a third after the latest lockdown restriction. I think it was by 50% in some areas. More than 100,000 people were tested. Do you think that shows that actually the full lockdown is really the only way we're going to stop this virus?
I think it it tells us how incredibly infectious it is, and that these very aggressive restrictions to our abilities to be human beings and interact in the way that we like to interact with other people is extremely effective at stopping the transmission of the disease. But no, I don't think it is the only way. I think given that the pain we've all been through to get to this point, really the big way forward now, and it is on the horizon, is the vaccination programs. And I think that to embrace those wholeheartedly the moment they're available to us is probably the biggest thing that we can do as individuals and as communities.
Now, there's two sort of potential virus spreading things coming up, isn't there? Obviously, on Wednesday, shops are going to open again. People are going to be in closer proximity as they shop on the high street. And then, obviously, we've got this five-day window over Christmas when restrictions are being relaxed and we're given, you know, different instructions. Just looking at the shops, first of all, with more people out, and it is Christmas, and people are going to want to get out and get busy and get presents in. How much of a risk is that, that people are going to be closer to each other?
It is certainly a risk. I think we've all learned what we need to do our very best to protect ourselves and our families and those around us, with doing our best with the social distancing and the mask wearing and the hand washing and so on. And of course, being very vigilant to having symptoms, if anyone has symptoms of coronavirus, to make sure that they get tested and, of course, self-isolate if positive. And, of course, in Liverpool, we've also got the opportunity to get tested, even if we don't have symptoms. So I think there is certainly a risk. The moment that there's more human interaction, there's more opportunity for the virus to spread, because, of course, the virus doesn't care that the shop that we get this opportunity, and the virus doesn't care that it's Christmas either.
Absolutely. Just one final question, Professor Mortimer. I mean, we've got this five-day window at Christmas from the 23rd when the rules are going to be relaxed so we can get together with family and friends. It's all well and good. Christmas is really important to us. As a scientist and as somebody who really knows what he's talking about on this subject, do you think really that is just inviting trouble? And we should have just said, look, I'm really sorry, it's 1 year, we've got to cap the virus. Do you think that five-day window where people are going to travel around the country, come together with families they haven't seen for ages, it's just inviting trouble?
I think the virus would certainly look at it as an opportunity, unfortunately. This is probably the only Christmas that's going to look like this. Next Christmas is likely to look very, very different. Hopefully, next Christmas we can all be talking about, remember coronavirus. but with this one, I think we're going to have to. We've got this opportunity, but I think we'll all have to make our individual decisions about what we do with that and what's our own personal kind of balance of risks and benefits, bearing in mind that some of the people who are most vulnerable to this might not be those individuals, perhaps like me, who would have the opportunity to travel. And I think just have to bear in mind those around us as well.
Yeah, well, Professor Kevin Mortimer, it's always a pleasure to have you on BBC Radio Merseyside. You always bring so much to the subject. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. And if we don't speak to you before, have a lovely Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Professor Kevin Mortimer. He's the Professor of Respiratory Medicine at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine.